open the regular meeting of the Benton County Board of Commissioners Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, 9 a.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Next, I got a motion to approve the minutes of February 13th.
I move to go ahead and approve, make a motion to approve the minutes for February 13th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Anything to add or remove from the agenda?
Staff has none.
None? Okay. With that, Amanda, could you play our spiel?
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please know that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. Anyone here in Prosser? Anyone in Prosser? About in Kennewick? Anyone in Kennewick?
I don't see anybody.
I have a hand raised. Who's that? Rami. No one in Kennewick? Okay, Rami, I have you down as Rami. Go ahead. I'm trying to figure out how you unmute him.
There it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. Hey, this is Rami from Kennewick, and I am calling once again to remind everybody of the agenda of the Sheriff's Department to use the Clearview AI technology. And I just wanted to have everybody thinking about this. We all want to catch bad guys, don't we? Yes, we do. But do we jeopardize innocent people being wrongly accused and wrongly arrested in the process? Because that's happening. Here are some examples. There's many. In February of 2019, a man was falsely accused of shoplifting and was and trying to hit a police officer with a car. The police had identified him using facial recognition software. He was 30 miles away at the time of the incident. He spent 10 days in jail and paid $5,000 to defend himself. Think about it if that was you. In August of 23, a woman who was 8 months pregnant was arrested after false facial recognition match. She was pregnant. She was getting her two daughters ready for school when six police officers showed up at her door, asked her to step outside, and was under arrest for robbery and carjacking. A pregnant woman. On August 23, three wrongful arrests by Detroit Police Department based on reliance on false facial recognition match. Three people had to defend themselves who did nothing wrong. September 23, Georgia man was wrongly arrested based on a match generated by facial recognition technology. It's a long list. I can stop there. Here's what we need to think about. This is how the false arrests can impact individuals who are wrongly accused. Thousands of dollars are spent on lawyers, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on bail money, loss of a job, inability to get a job now after an arrest record, the inability to maybe rent a place to live, like maybe a breakup of a marriage or an engagement because of the incident. Not to mention the grave physiological trauma this creates on a person and wrecking reputation with the relatives and neighbors, possibly. So there's a lot to take in consideration, and we all need to remember this isn't one of those situations, well, it would never happen to me, that would happen to somebody else. That is bad thinking. That is wrong thinking. If this technology puts just one innocent person in jail and runs them through the system when they did nothing wrong, then it is a bad idea. And I am counting on this committee, this council, to keep an eye on this technology if and when it is implemented. If just one person is wronged by this technology, then it is bad and it needs to be scrapped. This is America. We are innocent until proven guilty. And this technology is saying you're guilty and you have to go prove your innocence. So we all need to think about this. All right. I thank you for your time. And let's keep an eye on this because it's very dangerous, in my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to give a public comment? I don't see any other hands. Do you? Commissioner Wood?
I don't. No.
Okay, with that, we'll close public hearing and move on to the consent agenda. A motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through X.
Commissioner Alvarez, your microphone.
Oh, sorry. I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the consent agenda items A through X.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Next, schedule business. Department of Commerce Law Enforcement Pursuit Technology Grant. Who's coming up?
We saw Katie.
Lieutenant Clark.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay, go ahead.
This before you is, I'll recap a little bit. We came to you guys a couple months ago for permission to submit for this grant. We were awarded this grant through Department of Commerce, Washington State, for a total of $100,000. The fiscal impact is, it is a reimbursable grant with no cash matching. So it doesn't have an impact on our budget. We're asking that the funds will be placed into the investigative fund and used for revenue and expenditures. It is a $100,000 grant that we were awarded the full amount for, and we're asking for permission to enter into the contract with them and affix a digital signature to that contract.
Do you have any questions?
I do have one question, Chair. Lieutenant Clark, I do have a question on that. It says it's for, let me give you 1 second here, to provide law enforcement with modern vehicle pursuit management technology, including but not limited to global positioning, So it's equipment. So my question is, I'm totally support the grant, but my question is, as that equipment wears out, because this was grant money for that type of equipment, and as that gets aged out, is it expected for us to renew that, or are you going to apply for another grant if you need to replace that equipment as it goes? Because I'm telling you, I'm looking at the budget. So my question is, you get the equipment, but as it ages out, how do you look at replacing it? And that's for you or Katie.
So there's a couple of things. One, we are always looking for grants. Washington State, because of some of the pursuit laws and other things, they have come out with more grants that are for these. We've been fortunate to obtain grants over the last few years. We always look for grants to subsidize our budget and help with acquiring some of this other equipment, and especially when you talk about the value of some of this equipment. If we do not have grants available at that point, that's where we have to look at what do we really need and what do we need to function, and whether we trim back a little bit, whether we pull from the budget somewhere else, or whether we come to you guys that we have had substantial success with whatever these are and why we need to continue down this road with these.
Thank you. That's a great answer. Thank you.
Well, the only question that I have is the list of equipment, is that approved by Commerce, or they don't care what you buy with it or whatever? Do they have to approve that list?
Yeah, so when we submitted the grant, it was for specifically for drone-related equipment, renewing our contract with Flock, and then the Clearview AI, which I understand Clearview AI is still, we're going through the process of that. If for whatever reason we decide that we don't do it, we will just return that small portion of the money. The rest of it was already approved for what we are actually using it for, and it was laid out specifically what that money would be used for in the approval.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion that the Benton County Sheriff be and hereby is authorized to digitally sign on behalf of Benton County the Law Enforcement Pursuit Technology Grant between Benton County Sheriff's Office and Washington Department of Commerce.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the signature. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next, we have the Office of Public Defense request. We have Mr. Dow here. You want to come forward?
Wherever you want.
Have a seat. Go ahead.
So we've been successful in bringing on new staff since I came on, new staff attorneys. January of this year, we had a support staff member leave our office, so we flew that position, and when I had realized we had gotten a substantial number of highly qualified candidates and that we had a present need for additional staff, that's where this request comes from. If we want more attorneys, we need more support staff. It's the bottom of that pyramid. As for some of the particulars here, there's two things that are two moving targets. This is budget neutral across both the current budget as well as our perspective 2025-2026. What we're utilizing is unspent contractor dollars from our Superior Court contract docket for the remainder of 2024. And then prospectively, we're going to be utilizing some juvenile funds that are going to be freed up for that position 2025-2026. The positions.
Nope.
No, I don't have any.
No questions. Can I get a motion then?
I'll make a motion to approve the line item transfer.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the line item transfer for the Office of Public Defense. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greg, Shoreland Planning Competitive Agreement with Department of Ecology. Competitive. Are we going to compete for it? We're going to compete for a mandate?
We did have to compete, but we were able to secure some grant funding in the amount of approximately $145,000 to develop a shoreline master plan user guide, as well as a cloud-based monitoring framework to help the county comply with the Shoreline Management Act, specifically RCW 9058 as it relates to our monitoring requirements that we're required to do. With this, I'm bringing forward a shoreline planning agreement with the Department of Ecology. And request the board approve the resolution and authorize me the ability to go into the EGLE grant system and sign off on that and move the grant forward. Similar to our past agreements, the language was fairly rigid, and I know Ryan had some concerns about that, so I asked him to be here today. In your agenda sheet, we did have a legal review in there talking about some of that inflexibility that they provided. If you have any questions regarding that, Ryan.
But typical state contract, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just very poorly written.
Poorly written. And
you know, it's going to turn out causing the cost, but they don't say anything about the crossword and through a page of provisions that they tell you the email don't apply. So, poorly written, but they're getting $107,000. So.
Maybe some of them want to be some civil or some defense. Attorneys. Okay. Dark humor. Any questions? Any questions?
I don't know.
None? Okay. And you want to go ahead with the consulting? Is that part of this?
There's going to be two different motions. This would be the first motion, and then we'll have a second one for the consulting.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and make a motion. The Board of Commissioners approve the shoreline planning competitive agreement with the Department of Ecology to develop an SMP user guide and a tracking monitor and adaptive management framework to meet the requirements of RCW 90.58, and hereby authorize Greg Wendt, Director of Community Development, to sign said agreement on behalf of the county.
Second.
Long motion and a short second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes. Okay.
All right.
Contract.
Second one, I'm bringing forward a professional services contract with a scope of services between Benton County and White Bluffs Consulting to develop the shoreline user guide as well as the cloud-based monitor and tracking system. The White Bluffs Consulting and Mr. Ben Floyd is the consulting company that assisted the county in development of our shoreline master program. He's very familiar with our processes and we've had a couple different contracts with him over the years. We think you do a great job, and we're asking the board approve the resolution, the professional services contract, in the amount not to exceed $138,000, which also includes Exhibit A and B, which summarizes scope of services and the billing rate schedule. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
You got to keep Ben employed. Gentlemen, any questions?
No.
Okay. I'll take a motion.
All right. I'll make a motion for the Board of County Commissioners approves the attached resolution and professional services contract between Benton County and White Bluffs Consulting, including Exhibit A, scope of services and budget, and Exhibit B, billing rate schedule, to develop an SMP user guide and tracking, monitor, and adaptive management framework in compliance with requirements of RCW 90.58.
I think Commissioner Alvarez holds the record for longest motions.
I'm telling you, Greg.
I'll second that.
You got my computer going. What crazy. I know. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Other business. Commissioner Alvarez, you said you had
some. Yeah. I saw something when I was out of town, and so bear with me. Some of those comments are mine, not solely of my two counterparts here. But I wanted to take some time and read a couple of statements I saw from the Franklin County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. And not all what I'm saying is word for word on there. But Franklin County said that Franklin County is grappling with an intimate budget crisis that jeopardizes the functionality of law enforcement and the court system. An independent financial review conducted by consultant Clark Worth revealed a potential shortfall of one-third of law enforcement and the court budget. The primary issue stems from escalating costs in these sectors, leading to a projected $7.5 million deficit. Clark Worth presented a range of options, and I'm just going to mention two of them. One was create better financial policies, and the other one is more aggressive grant seeking. More aggressive grant seeking, and I'm very pro that. We've talked about grants here since I've been on the commission, and I highly encourage departments to apply for grants when they can. This will help Benton County on a positive path, and it's the right thing to do on behalf of the taxpayers of Benton County. As I look at through Benton County's budget, and I've talked to Linda a few times on it, and Matt and Jared, in the short term, we're doing okay. If I look 4 to 5 years from now, we're going to be tight on what we're taking into what we're having to spend out. This year is an important year for the board to make some hard financial decisions, to look on how we're going to reallocate funds to the different departments as needed. We need to be able to pivot and make some smart financial decisions to keep the county in a good place 4 to 5 years from now. I think that's important. So let's be proactive now to be in a better place in the future. Lastly, I was given this quote a couple days ago, and I strongly agree with it, especially as for elected officials. Credibility is a leader's currency. He or she I want to say that again because it's important. Credibility is a leader's currency. With it, he or she is solvent. Without it, he or she is bankrupt. I think that's a pretty good meaning for us. Like I said, I think we need to work on our financials here so we can be ahead of the game. I don't want to be in Franklin County's position, and we're doing really good now, but we can absolutely do better. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up. I appreciate you all, and have a good day.
Well, good quote. Luckily, you weren't trying to quote Lincoln.
Good quote.
Not really. Commissioner, okay.
I don't have any.
Well, I got a couple observations, but, you know, it was in a communist country last week, fishing, helping communist country, I guess, their economy. But I want to know, I paid the tip directly to the guy in cash, so hopefully he doesn't have to give that with the government. But it's Cuba, and everyone gets paid $40 a month, no matter what you do. If you're a doctor, teacher, fishing guy, you get $40 a month. Of course, they give you housing and electricity and get free medical care out there. But it's nothing to brag about, believe me. Another observation I had when I was in Tucson, because I went through Tucson, the airport was pretty chaotic. And one thing I noticed was a lot of people from different countries, obviously different countries, all had the same type of paper, all had new tennis shoes, all had a backpack, and they're all getting on flights. The one curious thing about those people is they never went through the security system that I went through, checkpoint. I don't know where they screen them at, but they weren't going through the TSA screening that all the public was. It kind of makes me wonder. They're obviously they're illegal immigrants that they're putting on flights that our taxpayers are paying for, put them on flights all over the country. Something I hadn't seen before, but down near the border in Tucson, it's pretty obvious what was going on. But, yeah, it was something to be, I guess, you know, just the problem we're having with illegal immigration in this country now in the last 3 years because of the current administration. So I just wanted to bring that to the public's attention, my observations I saw down there. With that, staff, any other business? Except for executives. We have an executive.
Chairman, actually, I have one thought that just popped in my head. You know, what Commissioner Alvarez said, I heard and read an article the other day that our country, per 100 days, we're going in $1 trillion in debt. And I think what you're saying is that's where the elected officials, whether you're state, federal, local, whatever, we really need to stay focused on budget. And I was talking to a person the other day, even though we're not a business, but we still need to focus on the numbers, where businesses focus on numbers to make sure that the business still stays open.
Sure.
You know, and so I think that I agree with you, that's where we just need to keep out there, keep looking at the budget and really making it to where we're not raising taxes and not going in hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for our side. But when I heard that, every 100 days, $1 trillion, that is crazy.
You know, and just real quick, so, you know, I've talked to our finance manager and our senior staff, and I know where Franklin County is coming. Sometimes you look at the, you know, county, it doesn't matter if it's county, cities, or the state, there's always a lot of yeses, and it's hard to say no.
It is.
And in this case here, when ARPA funds are going away, and that's going to affect some of our departments drastically.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of conversations. I'm going to be meeting with the county prosecutor, I think. We have a meeting at 2 o'clock, and it's reference to ARPA funding going away. But with that escalating cost and ARPA going away, we're back to the normal course of business, and things have got more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting tighter and tighter, and I see Matt shaking his head going, yes, it is. And so those are going to be some serious talks. We're going to have to look at how we can reallocate funding for some of the departments that actually need it. It's going to be an interesting year to do the right thing so we're on the right path to keep that ship on course so that we're not in the paper and we can hang our heads high and say we did the right thing ahead of time.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No. Thank you for a good discussion to have. Mr. Spencer, anything?
Questions on tax. They're about the same as every year. At this point, the tax bills went out here a couple weeks ago, and you probably all can get some calls because
mine went up.
Taxes went up a little bit. Mine did too. So collections are running about normal.
Anyone in Kennewick? Any elected official in Kennewick? I see a couple on my little screen here. Anyone? Oh, there's a bigger screen. Okay, with that, we'll go at ease for an executive session to review qualifications of applicant for public employment. Mr. Mahoney is going to lead that discussion in, and how many minutes?
Five.
So right now it is 9:25. We'll adjourn or go at ease for executive session in Commissioner Alvarez's office. It's 9:30 now after executive session. No decisions were made for the review of qualifications. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the salary request form and resolution for vacation accrual as presented for Michael Mace.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the
The salary request.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Anything else for the good of the bid? Nope. Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.